Chapter 35.
A scant 7 minutes later, Jag's three-winged TIE destroyer was under fire by no fewer than three vessels. Briefly, he wondered if they somehow knew it was he. But then he saw that the rest of the ships fleeing from the Pelion were being swarmed as well. From this distance, Jag could see the gaping holes and ravenous flames in the Pelion. But there was no time to mourn the dead. Not if he wasn't willing to join them. The Novaldex deflector shield generators, nearly as powerful on the defenders as on capital ships, held as he fired the LS-9.3 laser cannons mounted on the two lower Quadanium steel wings. He got a clean shot on one of the TIE fighters, watching in satisfaction, but not pleasure, as it instantly exploded. Jag pushed forward into a dive away from the hurtling pieces of debris and swooped under two other fighters. He glanced at the stream of information coming in on his computer. The Bloodfin and Safety were still too far away for comfort. The other four closed in on him, flying in what appeared to be an erratic pattern behind him. Jag, however, knew exactly what they were doing. The Defender had one very nasty flaw, an aft blind spot. Jag's pursuers, also well acquainted with Imperial TIE designs, were obviously aware of that and were trying to fall into position for a clear shot. Jag transferred power to the rear projecting deflector shields, then pulled back and soared almost vertically upward, continuing to pull hard into a loop that ended with him behind both fighters. He made short work of them, using not just the laser cannons, but the two NK3 ion cannons mounted on the upper wing. One of his pursuers exploded immediately, the force slamming debris into his companion and completely shearing off one wing. The hapless pilot went tumbling off. The Bloodfin was on his screen now. Jag punched a button. Little Boy Blue to Red Rider. My bearing is Alpha 7 Mark 2. Heading your way as fast as possible. Reg's voice replied.
We see you, Little Boy Blue, and are moving to rendezvous. We suggest you hurry.
Any word on Ash and Dust?
Ash has arrived, still awaiting Dust.
The codename Little Boy Blue had been suggested by a Sheik in one of his rare, playful moments. Jag was, by both human and Chiss standards, rather short, and he was one of the very few beings the xenophobic Chiss regarded as akin to themselves. The codename was therefore both a jab and an honor in one. In the same lighthearted vein, Jag suggested Dust for Tahiri, who had grown up on Tatooine, and Ash for, well, a Sheik. He was relieved to hear that a Sheik had made it, but pressed down his concern for Tahiri. His bodyguard? Charge would make it, or she would not, and nothing Jag could do would change the outcome. Two claw craft, gleaming and white and welcome, surged up to serve as escort, just in time to attack one of the Moff's escort cruisers. They fairly danced around it, blasting it away, while Jag concentrated on his approach to the Bloodfin, now visible to his naked eye. And then, suddenly, not understanding what had happened, he was spiraling wildly out of control, as helpless to correct himself as a bird caught in a tornado. Huge chunks of debris, some of them as large as an entire Star Destroyer, tumbled past. Jag, still turning over and over and frantically trying to regain control of his fighter, spared only the most cursory of glances toward the debris. But it was enough for him to recognize that he wasn't looking at what was left of spacefaring vessels. A smaller chunk of the debris slammed into one of his wings and sent him hurtling off in another direction. He finally managed to stop tumbling. Jag ran a quick scan of the ship. It showed that, incredibly, other than severe damage to a single wing, the TIE Destroyer and its pilot were intact.
Little Boy Blue, we have a tractor beam lock on your fighter. Stand by to board Red Rider.
He let out a deep breath as he moved towards safety.
It was then that, as he had a chance to look around, he caught sight of what looked like a broken egg in the distance. And that was when he realized what had happened. Somehow, Dala had blasted apart Exodo 2's moon.